Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1302, How to Stop Weighing Yourself Down with Emotional Junk Food, by Laura Koh with tinybuddha.com. And I am Dan, I am your personal narrator here, and I'm with you every single day of the year, reading from these great blogs that cover jobs, work-life balance, starting your own business, and so much more. So let's get to it now as we hear from Laura Koh and Optimize Your Life. How to Stop Weighing Yourself Down with Emotional Junk Food, by Laura Koh with tinybuddha.com. Quote, "Everything in the universe is within you. Ask all from yourself." End quote. Rumi. I want to feel better. Who doesn't? Yoga makes me feel better most of the time, but if I'm being totally honest, I don't always choose the healthy option. In fact, sometimes I pick the worst thing for me. For me, a plate of barbecue wings really hits the spot. That is until a few hours later when the salt and protein load kicks in and I feel terrible. Again. While I may oscillate between healthy and unhealthy choices for my body, I know how to get fit through gyms, diet programs, and physicians. But what about my steady diet of junk food thoughts? How do I stop consuming them and focus on a healthier emotional diet? Junk food thoughts. Everyone knows about the negative effects of an unhealthy lifestyle, but no one teaches us about the negative health effects of our thoughts. Worry, stress, anxiety, guilt, shame, and fear are the potato chips, processed foods, and chocolate cake of our emotional life. As satisfying as they may feel in the moment, their negative effects are just as toxic. And like we have particular food cravings, we have particular thought cravings. My first emotional cleanse. I built a healthcare company and sold it to a Fortune 500 11 years later. In 2006, I made the decision to change my career and pursue a path toward my passions. As I attempted to discover my true desires, I came face to face with my emotional junk food and its effects. I felt terrible. I felt weighed down, and I could not figure out why. Like my craving for a plate of barbecue wings, I craved certain thoughts when I faced the decision to leave my job, such as, I cannot leave. I have to keep my job. What am I going to do all day? I'm going to be so bored. I went from $15,000 a year to an executive salary and stock options. Who leaves that? My parents will never understand or support this decision. There is something else out there for me. And what if I'm wrong and this decision destroys everything I've worked for? The thoughts that I was unaware of were as toxic as the foods I know to avoid. A thought, a single sentence, stood in the way of the life I desired. How to stop consuming unhealthy thoughts. 1. Tune into your thoughts. You can't stop the negative effects of these thoughts without awareness of their existence. What are your go-to junk food thoughts? What do you tell yourself when you consider changing a relationship, a job, or any other important area of your life? What is the exact language? Just like you may love a certain brand of chocolate or a certain type of potato chip, you will have exact language for your emotional craving. 2. Accept their destructive effects on your health. One sentence can stand between you and your goals. A sentence, a set of words, becomes a belief. This belief will drive your actions. As simple as this is in concept, in practice, changing a few words can change your life. If you change the belief, you can change your actions. In my case, removing one sentence, "I can't leave my job," changed my life. And 3, trade in your junk food thoughts for nutritious thoughts. What nutritious foods do you like? Kale, salads, smoothies, veggies, and hummus? Likewise, what nutritional thoughts do you like? Replace junk food thoughts with nutritional thoughts and free yourself to pursue your dreams. Some examples of nutritional thoughts include, are you avoidant? Today, I will step forward. I believe in my abilities. I'm ready. I will take one action a day until I complete my goal. Are you angry with someone? Today, I will have compassion. Anger is poison. When others hurt me, they are in pain, and I have tapped into my pain. I don't personalize other people's pain. Are you holding on to resentments? Today, I will let go. Resentments have no value. Letting go does not mean I accept this person into my life. I am not a victim. Are you always behind, and do your lists have lists? Today, I choose me. I will schedule one thing for myself today: a massage, a manicure, a workout, or a quiet room with a book. This is my life. I drive the choices I make with my time, even if it doesn't feel like it. I wanted to leave my job and step into a career that was more aligned with my passion. One day, I discovered my problem was not the mundane details involved in changing jobs. It was the deep craving for my destructive thoughts. This time, I reached for a healthier option. It is my right to follow my passions. I am going to write, even if it's not perfect. I trust that my path will become clear, even if it is not obvious now. And with these simple sentences, I changed my career and found the passion in my life that I really craved. I still struggle to make healthy choices, but now I understand that I have to forego my favorite barbecue wings and resist my favorite junk food thoughts. You just listened to the post titled, How to Stop Weighing Yourself Down with Emotional Junk Food, by Laura Koh with tinybuddha.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/startup. So just go to indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And I want to give a big thanks to Laura for sharing this post today. Laura Koh is an entrepreneur, author, and certified coach working to help you find fulfillment one day at a time through daily emotional workout routines. Laura co-founded Litholink Corporation and, as she alluded to in the post, sold it to a Fortune 500 company. Then she left corporate America to pursue lifelong passions. Her first book, Emotional Obesity, is now available. And also, we want to thank Lori, who runs Tiny Buddha, a site that has been helping people heal, grow, and find peace since 2009. The site features stories and insights from people of all ages from all over the globe. For daily wisdom, you can follow Tiny Buddha on Twitter and Facebook, at Tiny Buddha, and Instagram, at Tiny Buddha Official. Or subscribe to the blog at tinybuddha.com/list, and be sure to check out their Inner Strength Journal, Creative Prompts and Challenges to Help You Get Through Anything, which is available on Amazon. Also, you should know that content from Tiny Buddha is featured across pretty much all of our podcasts here in our network. So again, a big thank you to Laura, and do come by tinybuddha.com for much more. And I want to thank you as well for being a subscriber or follower. I hope you have a great day out there, and I will see you right back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.